Mrs. Alexander, you were telling me about this woman and the help she had. Who else helped
her?
Yes,
yes.
The best job you had, the one
yes,
in Charleston.
The one where I was a chambermaid.
Yes, ma'am.
She had a butler to take care of the downstairs and the dining and wait on the table. But had a valet, a man to wait on her husband. She had a cook. She had a woman to come and wash. Had a washroom back there. She washed and ironed.
Yes, ma'am.
Then I had a man to take care of the yard.
My goodness, all that help.
All that help.
And you said that was your very best job ever?
The easiest one I had.
How long did
and
you do
that?
The
cleanest job. I stayed there 7 years. I stayed in Charleston. They died.
Oh.
They were real old people then.
How old were you about when you took that job?
I was 29.
So you had your job, that job right into the third, mm-hmm. in your 30s.
I was there when the Depression was on.
Oh.
When Hoover was president.
Hmm.
And everybody was walking the street looking for jobs and begging and begging. I had the best job I've ever had.
My goodness.
Clean. I never did get dirty. I had on a white uniform. I could wear that uniform a whole week.
Oh, that's funny. I guess you were sorry when they died, I guess.
I said, well, that's just how clean I was. I wasn't doing no dirty work. Didn't have to raise a broom for nothing. But that man, he's upstairs, he had to come up there and vacuum and do everything. I dusted the books and things on the bookshelf and all like that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, yes, that was wonderful. Sure enough, wonderful.
What kind of celebrations can you remember that were held in black communities?
I tell you one thing, we didn't have very much celebration to be had. Easter Monday was our biggest day. They would play ball on Easter Monday, they called it. And they would have little activities like get together and school hadn't closed and Easter coming up. Something like an egg hunt. Valentine's Day and school, we would have a big time. The children would get together and have a little celebration, peanuts and things like that. Valentine, Easter, Valentine.
How about Christmas? How'd you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas was another big day. We would have a play in the church. Christmas play. Then most everybody would have right smart to eat during Christmas, making cakes and pies. And little children would get the little toys from Santa Claus and we'd be showing them off and going from house to house looking what everybody had gotten for Christmas. And those were about to...
Did you exchange presents with the family?
No,
you
didn't.
Didn't
like that then.
No, back then you didn't do that. What about birthdays? Did you have birthday parties?
No, we didn't holler. Very few people would have a birthday party. We didn't have to do that very much.
And you didn't celebrate, did you have any way of celebrating it, like with a special meal or anything at all?
Not that I remember.
What about anniversaries or anything like
birthdays
that?
Birthdays and anniversary things, I don't remember anybody celebrating those things either.
So the only time you had gifts really was more at Christmas?
Christmas time. Going to house to house, we got our little things from Santa Claus.
But you didn't really exchange gifts back then?
No, we didn't exchange gifts, we didn't send no cards or nothing, you know nothing about that.
Right. Something I thought of...
Christmas
and Easter and Valentine's. Did you do anything for Halloween? Or what about 4th of July? Did you have...
Yeah, that was a pretty big day for people around in the community, 4th of July. We didn't have no big get-together, as I know. If anything, it was playing ball. That was all the activities we had outdoors when it was weather permitted, playing ball.
How about parades? Do you have any kind of 4th of July parades then?
No, I don't remember anything like that.
So there's no big celebration of the 4th for you all?
No.
Not firecrackers or anything like that?
No.
Did you do firecrackers at Christmas or anything?
Yeah, they used to shoot a lot of firecrackers at Christmas. I think they're learning better now.
Right.
They done quit. I didn't get any this Christmas. I don't do shooting firecrackers on Christmas.
Can you remember any other kind of celebration or any parade that you saw when you were small at all? Any holiday?
I don't believe I can. We didn't have any activities during those days.
Mm. Oh, I know something I wanted to ask you. What about hot suppers? Did you have any hot suppers?
Well, it was sometime way back, not so far back as I can remember, you used to have a little fish fry some Saturday nights. I think that was to raise money for their church.
That was the church raising money.
Yeah, church raising money. But just a free going, getting together, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
How about cakewalks? Did they have any of that?
You used to have that when they had these schoolhouse plays like on the Valentine night. They had cakewalks, I remember that. It was a celebration, but that was for money though, raising money for something.
What about?
I have that right here. new schoolhouse. I call it the new one, Anderson County Training School. Yes, that was pretty far back.
What about auctions? Did you have any of those?
Well, that's the later years we had that. And Reverend Ben Keyes had his place down here. He would have that, auctions. But that's been these later years. Furniture and things. Selling. Do you remember when he used to have his selling right here in Pendleton?
No, I've only lived in Seneca for a couple of years.
Oh, well, you don't know anything about him.
Right.
Well, this big building right down here in the top of the road,
yes, sir.
He owned that. And he did when he was living.
Who was this man?
Reverend Ben Keyes.
Reverend Ben Keyes?
Yeah, he sold furniture.
Oh, was he white or black?
He was black.
He was black and mm-hmm. he sold furniture?
Uh-huh.
Was this when you were little?
No, that's when I was little and big, too.
Oh,
he
both.
Just died about 5-6 years ago.
So he lived to an old age, and his name was Keyes?
Keyes.
Oh, Keyes.
Ben Keyes.
Oh, Ben Keyes. Is he the one the street's named after down here?
There's Keyes. Yeah, what?
There's a street down here named Keyes.
Yes, named after him.
Oh, so he's the one the street's named after, and he had a business here and everything?
Right, right there at the beginning of that Keyes Street, that big, we call it the Keyes Barn now.
Oh, what kind of
a... You know, he would go north.
I see.
And get that furniture. Those people, that's how he made his money.
Uh-huh.
Those rich people, they die, and they don't want, the people don't want what they had, and they would give it away. Ben Keyes hired him a truck, and he would bring that thing, that furniture down here, and sell it.
Uh-huh.
And it was real stuff, too. It was the real kind. And he would have sales. He'd send out cards all over to Clemson when he was going to have the sale. Clemson, I guess, Forest, Seneca, all around. People come from Georgia mm-hmm. over here to buy that furniture.
Oh, my goodness.
And shoes, jewelry, I figured wasn't much account. But it's silver. He had all like that. Those people would leave that stuff in that house. And he would get it. They'd give it to him. He didn't have to pay nothing for it. That's how he made his money. He'd bring it here and sell it. More times than one, he had brought furniture here and he sold it. And made good money on it. And one time, or more than one time, opened a dresser drawer, he found money in it. $1,000, something like that.
My goodness.
Yes, he didn't do it all the time, but one particular time he did. And when he did found that, then he would open all the furniture, all the drawers and those dressers and things. And they'd tell me he would find money in it.
And this was a black man?
That's a black man.
My gosh, and he was that good in business.
Yeah, they called him the little black Jew of the South. That's what they called him. That's what they did. And he bought property around here. If you're going to lose a home and you want him to redeem it for you, take it up, he'd do it. He had the money to do it with.
My goodness. Sounds great.
This is his house right here by me.
Right next door?
Next door to me. He bought that house.
He did?
He married twice.
Oh.
His second wife. And they moved up here in that house. He used to live in the old building down here. He had an apartment or something like that down there. And he moved up here. He married twice. Well, he had children. All his first wife's children died. He had three. All of those children died. But this second wife he married, she had a lot of children. And this girl, this lady's daughter, would come here to take care of him after he got so fever-like. And she took care of him and took care of her mother, both of them. But she said she wasn't going to live down there in that building. He'd had to buy a house. So he bought this house right next door to me. And they lived there. That's where he died, right there.
How much older than you was he?
How much what older?
Older. Was he quite a few years older than you?
Than me? Oh, yes, he was older.
Do you remember his having business when you were little or when you were old?
Well, as far as I can remember, he had business.
Even when you were young?
Yes, because he had a hotel right there where that City Appliance place.
Oh.
But you don't know much about Pendleton.
No, but you can talk about it because the people listening might.
Well, after you pass that traffic light up here,
uh-huh.
And on the other side of it, it's East Queen. Well, the first building right there on the corner of East Queen.
That's right.
And the main street, that's Hunter's big store.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to it was C.D. Appliance. Well, he had a cafe there.
Oh,
I can remember that. A great big building. And he sold food and things right there. And before the cafe, he had a little furniture shop a little bit farther down, still on East Queen Street. Just about a block. It was a building there, and he was selling furniture then.
Oh.
I don't know where he was getting it from then, but he had it there, selling it. And he sold other things there, too. And then he gave that up. Then he built that taffy bed. Then after that, then he come on down here in the hollow, in the flat, and built that big building and put furniture in it and sold it.
Went back to furniture.
Yes, he's been selling things oh, long time. He used to sell hides, cow hides,
oh,
horse hides. You don't hear anything like that?
I've heard of selling cow hides, but not horse.
Well, he did it. That man made money all kind of ways.
He was smart.
Yes, he was smart. But anyway, that's the story of Ben Keyes, but so much more
Ben
to it than that.
He was Ben Keyes.
Yeah, Ben Keyes, but I don't remember everything.
Does he have any family living here today?
All his family's gone to glory. His first wife died. His three children died. He married a second time, but this lady had children. She died. Mm. Her daughter, his daughter, stepdaughter still owns this building up here, but she lives in New York.
Oh.
She comes here every year, stay about a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be coming back in the spring after a while. And all her sisters and brothers is in the north. Mm-hmm.
Something I forgot to ask you when you were talking about your real good job that you had in Charleston.
Yes.
How did you get that job? I don't know if you told me that.
These people came, their home was in Belgium.
Uh-huh.
They came here to Pendleton looking for... No, they didn't. I'll tell you how I got that job. That cook they had and that chauffeur that was husband and wife. The wife was the cook.
Uh-huh.
And her husband was the chauffeur.
Uh-huh.
Well, they live right here in Pendleton. She asked her about a good maid. And she said, oh, I know one, Cornelia. She'll make you a good maid. That's how I got the job. Her cook recommended me to her. And that woman came up here and got me. Of course, she wrote me and everything. We made the arrangement. She told me when she could come and when could I be ready.
Right.
And I told her, and my father, he agreed to it too, because he knew the people my father did. Because I had just... And he knew I was would be with those people that I knew and that he knew, Mr. and Mrs. Morris. And so he didn't mind me going, because I was grown enough to go anywhere I wanted to.
Right.
And that's how I got that job. And I stayed with them people, and they did too. The Morrises. The Morrises stayed with those people so long, they were there before I went there.
Hmm.
They made enough money to build them a house. They built them a nice house up here. And so after they died, they came home to stay. Then see, they had a nice home to go to. But we would only work for her in the wintertime. Because she had a summer home up in Virginia, way up in Hot Springs, Virginia. Well, they didn't work in the summer. They would come home. She would pay you a little something every month to keep you, that you would be able to come back to her in the winter. She did me the same way. I came home. But I got a little job and went to work. I worked at Clemson while I was here. Uh-huh. Then... When they would come back, we would go back to Charleston.
How did you meet your husband, Ms. Alexander? And what is his name?
I've been married twice.
Oh, you married two times?
Yes.
All right. What was your first husband's name?
He was a Hood.
Uh-huh.
And he, we weren't married very long.
What's his...
Tell you what, he ran his age up. He wasn't 21 years old.
Oh, he was older.
He wasn't. We were the same age, 18 years old.
Oh, you were both 18?
Yes.
And what was his first name?
James Coleman.
James Coleman Hood?
Hood.
Mm-hmm. And where did you get married?
Where did we marry? In Spartanburg, I believe.
Oh, I see. Did you meet him here in Pendleton?
Oh, yes. They lived here. His father was a minister here.
Oh.
And we went to school together. That's how we met.
Were you married? How long were you married? You said it was
he
a short
He died
marriage.
Very oh, early. Did we weren't
young.
Married no more than 2 years.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I don't know. He went in the army, but he didn't go in there for age. He had run his age up, you see.
I see.
But he didn't stay in there. The army was over. He wasn't in there about a month or two, I think, before it was over.
He was saying he was older than he was.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
20, you had to be 21 to get license.
Oh, I see. And he said he was.
Uh-huh. Wasn't no bit more than 21.
What did he do for a living when you first got married?
Well, he didn't do nothing much because he didn't know nothing to do.
Oh, gee. Did you do most of the work then?
I tell you, we lived up there in Spartanburg. Well, a good while I did. After he went in the army, I stayed there until I came home. Then he came. Then the army was over and he came home. Army was over on November the 11th. What year was that? Was that
1918. The,
that's
talking
when
about
was over?
The war was over?
Yeah, the World War I.
Okay, so he was in World War I.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't go overseas?
No, he wasn't in there long enough.
Now, when you were married, Was he already in the Army, or did
he joined after you? Afterwards, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And what year did it end?
1918, November 11th, 19, you had the...
18, I thought 1990.
No,
1918. Lord, he wasn't in there a month, hardly. I'd say a year.
And he wasn't in there very long, though.
No.
And you hadn't been married only a couple of years when he died.
No, that's right.
Well, it sounds like he was gone some of the time, too.
Yes, all the time, sure.
And you were by yourself up in Spartanburg?
Yeah, his sisters, not sisters, his aunts.
Oh.
Aunts, he had some aunts about... They were young women, his mother's sisters, but they were younger than his mother.
Mm.
And I say all that with them. Then I didn't feel that he, I was home when he came out to Arnica.
Huh.
I came on back to Pendleton. And you know it's been so long I've almost forgotten.
Did he take sick?
He went back over there to work, and I didn't go with him.
Oh.
But I was going later, and he took sick over there.
Over there as where?
Yeah, over in Spartanburg.
Over in Spartanburg.
After he came out of the Army, and after, he came out of the Army, and after I came home, he took sick over there.
Hmm.
And he never got well. He died.
Oh, my.
Over there and was buried.
Hmm.
But his father, he was a very good man. I was going over there to him, and he told me, his father did, he said, Cornelia, don't you go over there yet. I said, why? He said, you wait. Well, I did.
Mm.
I was going to wait until he tell me when to go. He never did tell me to go. And the minute next word I heard, he was dead. He caught some kind of disease he couldn't get rid of.
Oh, my.
Over there, when he went over there to work. And I'm glad I didn't go.
Right. It wasn't some kind of flu or something, was it?
No,
you don't know what it was.
No.
What about... What about your second husband? What was his name?
Oh, he was that's why I carry the name of Alexander. He was my second husband. He's dead now, too.
What was his first name?
John.
John Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he do for a living?
What did he do? He worked at the mess up here at Clemson most all his life. After they came off the farm, they was farmers.
Mm-hmm.
He worked up there all the time at the Clemson.
At the university?
Yeah, at the university. They used to call it the mess hall, the dining hall.
Oh, he worked in the dining?
Yes.
Was he a waiter or?
What did he do? They have wings, 1, 2, 3 wings.
Uh-huh.
They used to do it a long time ago. I don't know what they have. Now, he was the head over one of them. He saw to the table was fixed up right.
Oh, I see.
And the food was right and all like that. Then they had a man over that wing and a man over this wing. There was 3 men over those, and he was over one of them.
Sounds like dining hall steward.
Dining hall, that's what he was. He kept that job a long, long time until he retired.
Well, when did you marry Mr. Alexander?
In the 30s, I believe.
And so you would be in your 30s, too?
Uh-huh, that's right. Well, late 30s.
Hmm. You were talking about when you were... sick with the flu, back in the flu epidemic.
Yes, yes.
And you said you had one full meal every day.
I sure did.
Who fixed that for you? Because you said you didn't get out of bed.
I was over in Spartanburg with my sister-in-laws. They the one did it.
Oh, they fixed that full meal for you.
Yeah, they took care of me like I was their sister. Well, we did. We got along like sisters.
Oh, that's one.
I wasn't at home here when I had it.
Uh-huh.
The flu. But my husband was in the Army then. He hadn't come out to Army.
He hadn't come out yet.
Mm-mm.
And so they were the ones that fixed your flu.
Yeah, that's right.
You also talked about that same time you said the Calhouns were in bed together and died. Were they black, that couple that you said?
They were black.
That never got up?
Never got up. Died in the bed right down here.
And who was the cousin's name who went around with your father and helped so much during the flu and never got it?
His name was Winston Towns.
Winston Towns.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still belong to the American Methodist Episcopal Church, or do you belong to United Methodist now?
Neither one.
Neither one?
Mm-mm, I belong to the AME.
Oh, okay. Methodist. You belong to AME. Well, that is the African Methodist.
Oh, that's what you say?
Yes, ma'am. That's all right. Well, I probably said it wrong. I don't think I put African in front of it.
Yeah.
African Methodist Episcopal. Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The only church I joined when I was...
When you were very
11,
little and
yeah.
belonged
no,
to this
I
day.
No, I remember when I joined about 11 years old, I think. But I was going, my father was carrying us there.
You were 11 when you joined?
Thing,
do you remember anything about that? Can you tell me about that?
Yes, when we managed, during August, in August, when we would have revival meetings, you see. And this evangelist, they would get preach every August. His name was Evangelist Nance. I don't know the first name.
Nance.
He wore a robe, a white robe. And we would go up, it was a crowd of them. The altar was filled with little children, like myself. So I joined one night, and that Sunday then they had to baptize us. We had to tell what the Lord did for us. And you know what? My sister was standing right by me, my oldest sister, telling me what to say. You say you feel that the Lord has blessed your soul. I said, all right, I'll tell him. And they come around and ask me, and I told them that same thing. I felt that the Lord had blessed my soul. And I don't know what the rest of them. And then they took us in as little full members, I guess, on probation, I imagine.
But you remember that well then?
I remember that.
Do you remember what you had on or wore?
No, I can't remember.
Can't remember that.
But we had on nothing special, but when we were to be baptized that Sunday, I'm pretty sure we had on white dresses.
Mm-hmm.
That's most what they would wear for things like that. Yes, girl. My sister and myself joined the same time. I don't know when my youngest sister joined.
Mm. Mm-hmm. When you were very little, your mother died. So do you have any idea what her most prized possessions were, or do you remember that?
I can't hardly remember much about it.
What about your daddy? Now, did he have some prized possessions, being the carpenter that he was? Is that something special?
I don't know that. He
you
took
don't know
pride.
Any prize
he had
thing?
So much pride in his work. And in that organization, he belonged to, like, the Odd Fellows. He was a big thing in that.
But you don't know of anything.
Know anything else. Well, nothing else much to be
mm-hmm.
concerned about. But your house affairs, your family affairs.
Right.
He had friends, men friends. I used to come up here to see him and he'd visit them. I remember that. They would sit out in the lawn and talk and laugh and have a good time. Sound like they were. And his brother from Williamston, he used to come up. Lots of time. Uncle Johnny, I remember him better than any of them. He's the only uncle I remember.
Hmm.
Uncle Johnny, the oldest man, he died. Uncle Stewart, when I was about a year old, they tell me. Uncle Eddie went away and never came back. And Uncle Willie was always away until her mother died and he came back to help his brother.
Hmm.
And Uncle, who else I got in? Well, but anyway, but this Uncle Johnny, I know more about him than any. He lived in Williamston.
Hmm.
And he was the one, was the manager of the ball game, ball team there. And he brought his boys up to play our boys one day. My father was a great ball fan. So my Uncle Johnny brought his boys up. They played ball. And our team beat those boys, so my father was yelling and yelling, so he got so close he couldn't hardly talk. And he teased his brother, Johnny, about our boys winning the game. And you know what my father said? And he said, you know, back then, the streets in Finland wasn't named. Just that road there and that road there, that's the only way you could direct people where to go, how to find places, people's homes and so forth. And my father said, and this street here shall be named Queen Street. He said that teasing his brother. Well, when my father said that, we said, well, let's call it Queen Street. My father said it shall be called Queen Street. When we would write letters to our relatives, we'd put on that 20 West Queen Street. I don't know where we get the number. We just made that up. 20 West Queen Street. That thing went on for about how many years? You see, we had to go to the post office to get our mail. They didn't have no mail carriers. And the mail would come and we'd go ask for our mail while the postman, he would see on our letters, everybody knew everybody just about. He saw on that 20 West Queen Street. Everybody most in Finland knew they'd been calling this street Queen Street. You know when they named these streets, they kept this name, Queen Street. Now my father named the street.
Where did he get Queen from? Why Queen?
I don't know why Queen. You just teasing his brother. And you know Queen was a woman with a high honor. A queen
your
is.
Your crown, right.
Yeah, a queen. So he just said this street shall be named Queen Street. Well, I guess he figured we're the queens now. I don't
yeah,
know.
Right. But it's funny he didn't say king.
Listen, it would have been better, wouldn't it? King Street.
But Queen is pretty.
Yeah, queen is
respecting women.
But king would have been better. And it was boys playing, not had been girls playing. That would have been all right. But when he said that, and then we wrote that on our letter, from that day until this day.
And your father named this
and he named it. You know, a lot of people history. Wouldn't believe that. They wouldn't believe. They wouldn't believe if I tell them that.
They don't know that, and they don't believe it to this day, but it's true.
I told some people I'd got it, but I bet they wouldn't give it credit. Wouldn't give him credit. There's another man here told me the same thing. He's dead now. Clarence Webb, he said, you know your father named this street through a joke, teasing his brother. I said, he sure did.
This Clarence Webb did say this, too.
Yeah, because
he
was right there. And he mentioned it to me. I don't know whether anybody else remember that or not.
It was over just teasing and over again.
Teasing, yes, and said this queen shall be named Queen Street.
That's wonderful.
And they named all these other streets, and it's the only street they kept that name was Queen.
Oh, that's wonderful. You should be proud of that.
Yes, I am. But it's like you said, he should have said King Street.
Oh, well, that's just my opinion. I'm just curious why he said, yeah. I wondered why he said Queen, that was all. I shouldn't be giving my opinion.
That's all right. I should have thought of that long ago. That would have been a good name, too.
Did you have an adult that you liked the most when you were a child? And was there any reasons why you liked this person?
Well, this teacher we had called, I gave her name, Miss Cora Brown, Rose Reed. She was a friend of my mother. I didn't know it. Well, they were that close friends until she told me. And she was, when my mother married, she spent the night with my mother and father. And she used to come to see us all the time.
She spent the night they were married?
The night they married. She spent that night with them. I remember that woman home. And she thought so much of us because we were her friend's children. And I thought a lot of her. I just took her for my mother. I could go to Miss Cora for anything I wanted, and she'd help me do it. And she's the one got this, was it her? No. Yes, it was her. Got me this job in Greenville.
Oh,
with
good.
That doctor, Miss Cole, those people knew her. When she used to live in Charleston, that woman home was in Charleston, but the man home was in New York. So they came over here to Pelham. They knew Miss Cora lived in Pelham. Let's go then get Cora to live in the house and take care of our boys. So when they came over here, Miss Cole said she couldn't go, but she knew somebody she think would go, and she told them about me. She brought the people up here, and they saw me, and I talked with the man, his wife, and two little boys.
That's funny.
That's how I got over there. She recommended me to them.
Uh-huh.
And how I got in Charleston was another couple here that was Miss Edges Cook and Schoeffel. They recommended
me
to go there for that maid job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Same with me.
Was there a person that you admired the most when you were a child, or would it be the same person? Yeah, somebody that you really admired?
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether
that
I
you thought was special or
take to anybody that special, but my leaders in my church, my Sunday school,
you
and Miss Cora was my Sunday school teacher, and
so you admire her the most and liked her the most,
yes,
too, maybe.
Yes, I believe I did. I liked Miss the other one, too, the principal, Miss Arena Jones Clark. Look like I had respect for those people.
Yeah, so you admired her a lot.
Uh-huh, I did so.
Why? Because you respected them? Because they were...
They was teaching. They were so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good and sympathetic and all. But anybody else, other than that, I liked it about all right, but especially, like you said, those two people, I mean, the women that I admired, except for, I don't know, my relatives, like my grandmother.
Oh, yes, well, you would have admired her, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, my grandmother, she was all right.
But she was very good to you then.
Yes, it wasn't for grandmother, I don't know what would have happened to us, because she was there when mother died. Took care of us a long time before she left. And when she did leave, my father got her his sister to live with us.
Uh-huh.
His sister name was Florence. Florence Middleton. Thompson Middleton, I believe. But she was so strict on us.
Oh.
So we didn't like it.
How long did she stay?
She stayed a good while until we was trained to do for ourselves and cook and all like that. But we had grown up a little bit when she came. And we learned a lot under her, too. She was very strict and taught us a lot of things we didn't know. And when we had the pneumonia, my sister and myself, she was there with us. She was a good nurse, though. She said if it wasn't for her, we would have died. Say, both of us would have. But we were so sick with the pneumonia,
How old were you when you had the pneumonia, you and your sister?
I don't know. I must have been in my teens. Mm. Yeah. 13 or 14 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
We were sick that year, and we had this doctor here by the name of Dr. Day. He kept us so clean and everything. And Dr. Day, I remember him admiring her. You know how the doctors used to do, you don't remember that, used to put the head down, I guess, listening at your heart.
Right.
He used to bring up, she used to give him a clean towel.
Oh.
He would spray it over us, and he'd put his head down, listen to the heart. Come back again, he said, I don't need the towel. See, you got these children so clean. He just laid his head down there on our breast and tried to listen to our heart and beat our kids. They didn't have all this modern things like we had.
This doctor was, what was his name? Dr. Howard?
Dr. Day.
Oh, Dr. Day.
Day.
Was he black or white?
He's white.
He was a white doctor.
Uh-huh.
But he said you all were so clean.
Yeah, he didn't need to put the towel over.
My goodness. Do you remember any of your happiest moments as a child or happiest moments as a teenager? Or?
And I was so happy.
You know, something that really strikes you that you enjoyed or remembered or something that was special for you?
Well, I remember when our school had a fields day, they called it. The schools would meet together and had activities. They called it fields day, but they'd have a lot of plays. They played basketball. They had relay races and little different things like that. And I believe that was the first time I'd ever been to Anderson. We had to go to Anderson. We got on the train right down here at this little station. I was the proudest and happiest soul of that.